Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. Normally on the show, on Mondays and Thursdays, I meet with military veterans about their civilian career, what they do, how they got there, and advice on how to do the same. This is a Behind Beyond the Uniform episode. I use this as an informal, one-way conversation to share thoughts, both professionally and personally, that will benefit our audience. I'm recording this episode of Behind the Uniform a few days early because as we speak, I'm camping in Death Valley as part of the final weekend of the year-long men's program I've been doing with John Wineland. I'm very excited to be unplugged, to be 100% off my phone and off the internet for 5 days. That in and of itself will be incredible. But I'm also very much looking forward to seeing this group doing some incredible work together in the desert and bringing this program to a conclusion. I have 5 items to cover today. All of them today are professional in nature. First of all, donations. Steve and I are working on a lot of ideas to expand our impact at Beyond the Uniform. We've offered 3 webinars, actually, in October. We have another 6 more lined up for the remainder of 2019. We're playing around with the idea of a digital library where short articles and videos from our 300-plus episodes will be available for free, in addition to articles written and contributed by other veterans. We have ideas for video courses to also make all the information we've learned more accessible to the military community. All of this takes time and money. We're putting a sponsorship program in place where we can get financial support from organizations that like what we're doing. That takes time. In the interim, if you'd like to support us and our mission, I've added back a support tab in the top right hand of the beyondtheuniform.org website where you can donate to help us grow our efforts. Introductions to companies that could support us financially are greatly appreciated, as are any and all feedback on how we can broaden our footprint. Second, events. Thank you to all of you who attended our free webinars in October. It was Networking 101, Veterans in Consulting, and our Town Hall. We have received rave reviews. We've also received helpful feedback on how to improve and suggestions for follow-on events. We've incorporated much of this into 6 additional events in November and December. You do not want to miss out. They are free. If you cannot attend them live, you'll get a video copy of the presentation emailed to you so you can review it at your leisure. Each of these events is listed on our events page at beyondtheuniform.org. They are Sales 101, Building Consensus with Tyler Johnston, Veterans in Finance, Discovering Your Values, Interviewing 101, and Veterans at the Big 3, which is a sort of part 2 to our first consulting webinar. There's information on each of these events on the website. The one thing I will say is to act fast for the Discovering Your Values workshop. My wife, Rebecca, is an executive coach. CEOs, vice presidents of sales, and other executives pay her a lot of money because she is very good at her work. She has also worked at a discount to help many military veterans. This is the most powerful work I can think of for those of you deciding your next career transition. Values, alignment, understanding oneself. These are 3 of the most important things guests on Beyond the Uniform have mentioned when it comes to making a career transition. And each of these, values, alignment, understanding, can be exceptionally difficult to uncover in isolation. We're doing this as a live seminar. It's for free with a capped classroom size of 6 people. Rebecca will work with each person individually, helping you identify and uncover your values. If that excites you and you want to participate, sign up. If you're not wanting to put yourself out there and uncover the values driving your career decisions, best to sit this one out. Lastly, I'd love to cover three interviews that I've done recently. They will be released later in November. Overall, as a side note, for November and December, we're taking a step back from our normal format of career overviews. Instead, for the most part, we're focusing on skills episodes, episodes designed to help our audience build a concrete skill set that will help you throughout your career, regardless of whatever that career path may be. The primary exception to that is this coming Monday's episode with Dan Knossen, episode 322, Navy SEAL to Paralympic Gold Medalist with Dan Knossen. That comes out Monday. I don't really know what to say about Dan's interview. If you listen to episode number 268, How the Outdoors Saved My Life with Stacy Bear, an episode where Stacy, seconds into our phone call, before I even started the recording, shared that a close friend of his had just died in the outdoors. We talked about delaying the interview of waiting for a better time. We hit record instead. It's one of my favorite conversations to date. It's real. It's vulnerable. It's pertinent. Dan's interview is of the same caliber, the same vintage. Dan is a classmate of mine from the Naval Academy. I didn't know him that well while I was there, but I knew of him. This interview really does make me wish that I would have had the chance to get to know him better while we were in school. We recorded this interview. There were some technical difficulties, and we got started a bit late, and I had another meeting right afterwards. It was actually a video conference that I have with my men's group each week. So I hung up with Dan. I went straight into the men's group meeting, and the format for these men's group calls, these video conferences, is we always start off with this round-the-room check-in. There's seven guys in my group. Each guy takes 5 minutes to share whatever's going on in their life, whatever's up for them, whatever's top of mind. And I just had that sense. I knew that I was going to be picked to go first, and I was. And I was just coming from my conversation with Dan, and the whole weight of our conversation just hit me like a ton of bricks, and I got pretty emotional in that check-in. Dan made an enormous sacrifice in the service of our country. He paid a price for choosing to keep our country safe, and he faced an incomprehensible recovery from that sacrifice, one in which he faced uncertainty, loss, and obstacles that it's really hard for me to get my head around. Becoming a double amputee, coming back as a Navy SEAL, and knowing that his life was irreparably changed. And he approached it with a moment-by-moment presence that reveals the man he is. He came back from this loss to win the gold medal at the Paralympics. He made history in doing so. And through it all, he maintains himself with humility, candor, honesty. It really made me feel humbled and honored to have him on the show and to count him as a classmate. He has been hesitant to stand in the spotlight, to share his story, to speak publicly about his experience. I am so grateful that he did, and that he did so on Beyond the Uniform. That is episode number 322, Navy SEAL to Paralympic Gold Medalist with Dan Knossen. That comes out Monday. Episode 323 is Conscious Leadership with Floyd Carlson. Floyd starts out our interview talking about how, in inspecting a prisoner of war while in Iraq, he overlooked a hidden explosive device. When he pulled it from the POW's pocket, he heard it engage. He knew he was going to die, and what happened next changed his outlook on life forever. Floyd was a sales executive for 16 years at Cisco. He worked in Belgium. He obtained his career through networking. We don't discuss any of that on our call. Floyd works as an executive and team coach with major companies now. We don't talk about that either. Part of Floyd's work is working with members of the military about their marriages. We talk about that a lot. Members of the military face unique challenges in their relationships. Oftentimes, one or both partners in a marriage are taken from their home, deployed for months, and then reinserted back into their homes. This introduces challenges, and we talk about tactics to use to improve your marriage, to improve your office relationships, to improve your friendships and family relationships. I'm also in the process of lining up a webinar with Floyd as well because he is fantastic. That's episode 323, Conscious Leadership with Floyd Carlson. That'll come out November 7th. Lastly, episode 326, not coming out until November 18th. Episode 326 is Loving What Is with Byron Katie. This was one of the highlights of my time at Beyond the Uniform. I did cold outreach to Byron Katie using the techniques, I will say, that I just taught in Networking 101. They work. Byron Katie said yes. She is a best-selling author. She has been interviewed by Oprah half a dozen times. Who does that? Who is able to do that? It is worth sharing part of her story with you right now. So she, at 43 years old, after 10 years of struggle with rage, anxiety, and depression, she woke up realizing that she only suffered if she chose to believe her own thoughts. If she didn't, she did not believe those thoughts, then there was no suffering. What was left for her was joy and gratitude to be alive, and she has been teaching that ever since for the past 3 decades. She's taught the process, which she calls the work, to millions of people over the last 30 years. In our interview, she talks about this work and the work she's done with military veterans around this. She talks about 4 questions that, if you can build the habit of asking them, if you can develop the muscle of actually asking yourself these 4 questions, they can change your life. I read her book years and years ago, and I still think about these 4 questions. It's an interview where you'll learn that you can overcome stress by dissecting your thoughts with these 4 simple questions. It's an interview where you'll learn to give yourself more options to think differently by turning thoughts around. And it's an interview where you'll learn that you can't change reality by being frustrated about it. I know that this is a softer skill set than we traditionally cover on Beyond the Uniform. There's a reason for it. These skills will pay dividends in your career, in your relationships, in your life. And if you dislike these episodes, you've got 320 other ones to choose from on our website at beyondtheuniform.org. That is all for today. I will be returning from the desert next week. I'm excited to have Dan's interview go live Monday, right when I'm getting back into cell reception. We have an incredible November and December lined up. I would encourage you to be part of it. Be part of it by signing up and joining one of our free webinars. Show up, ask your questions, engage, get plugged in, interact. If you know of a company that would financially sponsor the work we are doing in the world, please send them to our website. And if you have benefited and are in a position to donate, every bit counts. There's a lot we want to do, and we need your support to make that happen. Thank you. I'll be back soon with more resources to help members of the military, veterans, and their family thrive in their post-service career. Take care.